Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ray McCullough, and he's the director for the Cass County Choral Group. Good morning to you, Ray.
Good morning, LaVon.
Hey, we're visiting just in time because there is a program tonight and
tomorrow night. That's right. Yeah, thanks for having me. This is like the last minute because tonight is the night. And if you can't come tonight, it's tomorrow night as well. But this is it. Today is the day. And I got to say, I've got a few butterflies in the stomach and all that.
Well, Ray, you've done this before, but I guess every performer has that every
Yeah, that's
time
true.
Around.
That's true. You know, and we've had our, we've had lots of rehearsals and some have gone well and some, you know, give me reason to, but that's the case
yeah,
with
everyone. Well, I think that's sort of typical, Ray. So where is it and what time does it start?
Right. Here's the lowdown. So the Cass County Choral Society is presenting our Christmas program. It is tonight, that is Tuesday the 21st, and tomorrow, Wednesday the 22nd at 7 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic, which is on 800 Poplar Street, just right next door to the county courthouse.
Right so, across the street.
So please join us. It's in the sanctuary. There's no cost to get in, although this year we're doing kind of a different thing with the money. In years past, we've kind of needed to build a little nest egg so that we can fund the next program and the next program. Well, we've kind of gotten, a little bit of a cushion to spend on the music. And so this year, we're going to split our take with the Atlantic Food Pantry. So we're going
wonderful.
to give them, and I don't know how much that will be, but I have a pretty good guess. It'll be,
nice amount.
Yeah, so we're going to
But that
to
depends
share that
on
with
what
them.
People are willing to
right.
donate.
So it is a free will offering. My lovely and talented daughters are going to be there with a big pot, soup pot kind of a thing, and they will be soliciting money from all the people coming in. And so then afterwards, we'll split it with the food pantry,
right.
which should be a nice little boost. And when I talk to Dr. Burkhart.
Yes.
Blanking on his first
yes.
name.
Yes.
But anyway, he said that they would be happy to have funding. So that,
well, of
that's
course,
great.
I know if
sure.
people have been following that, but the expenses for that have just skyrocketed.
Right. Totally.
So the other thing I think when we put our free will offering in, to know where it goes, and it's going to two good purposes.
That's right. Two good causes that we're going to keep some for the next show of ours and then give the other part to the food pantry.
Are you planning one for spring?
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
I mean, should say. I've had a very busy year, but yes, I think that we'll try to do either. I've been thinking about either doing an Easter show, like more of a cantata, kind of a spiritual program, or possibly waiting and doing more of like kind of a pops concert.
It's like spring.
So we'll see how that goes. But
you still have to have plans in mind. You might
right.
have to change, but.
Right.
Having plans in mind is a good idea. And
so.
I'm sure you always are thinking and kind of looking for music and the sources
right.
of music, and that kind of has to be
right.
on your...
Right. In the spring of 2020. So the last time, I said earlier, before we were on air, was that we haven't done this for 2 years. It was Christmas of 2019. We did a cantata and a program at the middle school auditorium. And then we started to prepare kind of a late spring 2020 program concert, but it got canceled. We just decided to pull the plug on all of that because of you know what.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually had started to rehearse a little bit, and it was a show of all Disney movies.
Oh, fun.
And so we have that music. It's sitting
okay.
there. We collected it back from everybody. And so we just might kind of reconstitute that and get a Disney show.
That would
so.
Be high on my plate for
yeah,
sure. I
good.
Love all the Disney stuff.
Right.
So let's talk about the program
right.
tonight and tomorrow night. What's
right.
happening?
So the entree of the whole thing is a seven-movement cantata written by Lloyd Larson, and it's called Morning Star, Celebrating the Everlasting Light of Christmas. And it is it's a lovely cantata, which means that there's narration that tells kind of the story of Christmas and Jesus' birth, and then there are seven musical pieces kind of sprinkled in there that have some soloists. So the soloists we have lined up are, let me see if I can remember everybody here, we have... So Tim Hobbs, Tammy Cass, Ashley Smith, and Pastor Keith Mentor. Those are our soloists, and that's in the cantata itself.
Right.
And our narrators, by the way, in case any of you know, I'm just going to name drop here, is Vicki Brown and Wylene Ulm. So those are our narrators for that. And then besides that, so the other part of, I guess, kind of the bread on our sandwich here is we have some music that will feature Pat McCauley and Jan Heifel, who are, you know.
That makes a lot of people smile.
Yeah, I just smiled. You know, those are lovely human beings. And so, and if you don't know who those two people are, you should get to know them because they're great. So then we have a song that Doyle Kneisel, I don't know if you... you probably know him.
I do.
And Sandy. They're Griswold people, and that's great. That's what makes us the Cass County Choral Society instead of just the Atlantic Choral Society. But anyway, so Doyle wrote a song. Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, and, I didn't know that about him.
Yeah, and then he's going to sing it for us, and so that'll be a real treat. He's a great guy and has a good heart, so... And then Ashley Smith is going to do a solo. I don't know if you know Ashley or not. She has Serenity by Ashley. It's a she's a massage therapist here in town. So anyway, so then we're going to have on two separate nights, we're going to have the song O Holy Night, which is a great Christmas song. And one night it's going to be sung by Evan Adaman, who is the new high school choir teacher here in town. And then the other night is going to be sung by Casey Brown. And so those guys are kind of new to the community, though.
Maybe we want to come both nights.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. You'll get to hear Casey one night and Evan the other night. Casey's wife is the pastor at the United Church of Christ, Heather, here in Atlantic. So just FYI.
And, that that kind of people kind of like to know where people are coming
right.
from.
Right. Yep. So, that's who that's who those guys are.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
And then we have four pieces that are going to be done by a handbell choir. So it's sort of a subset of our singers. I think that everybody who's a handbell player is a part of the larger group too. So Cheryl Sunderman has been teaching them and leading them, and so I have had nothing to do with them just because of delegation and time.
That's
and so I'm
about.
Looking forward to hearing that
yes.
too. So that'll be fun.
It's a wide variety.
This is a wide variety. This is quite a buffet, I think. So, yeah. So anyway, I'm grateful for. I want to say that I'm grateful for everybody who has pitched in. So Jan Heifel and Michelle Anderson, who is the library director too. So they are our kind of pianists and accompanists during our rehearsals, and then Dale Sunderman has been our sound guy all along for this whole program, and so I'm grateful for them helping out and doing their part too. Because
it takes a whole
it
takes a whole community to put this together.
It does, and that's the beauty of this is that this really is. These are all representatives from our community and from our county, and you know these are people that you see around town and that are leaders, and so.
And
yeah.
Sometimes we don't know that they have this talent. And
that's
sometimes,
right.
I'm sorry to say, people have talents and don't share them. So thanks to these people for sharing their talents.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I guess my job, and I give credit to Jan Heifel with this too, 3 years ago when we first pulled this together was just inviting people and kind of pulling them out of the woodwork and saying, here, would you like to, you know, shine a little bit?
What an opportunity.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. So I want just a sentence. No, not too long, right?
Okay.
You're planning something, a big trip. So
right.
just, I don't know if you can do that in a sentence or not.
I'll do it quick. So next June of 2022, I am organizing a pilgrimage, a Christian pilgrimage to Turkey and to Greece to see the Christian sites there that St. Paul preached at and St. John, like Patmos. And so it's going to be a beautiful trip. And if you're interested in seeing that and doing that, then contact me.
All right.
That was one long sentence.
That's right. We can talk about that again later.
Right, we'll do that again.
But let's have a reminder about the concerts, time, place, just to make sure people have it on their calendars.
Right. So Tuesday the 21st, that's today, and tomorrow the 22nd, 7 o'clock p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. It's the Cass County Choral Society presenting our Christmas concert, including Morning Star, celebrating the everlasting light of Christmas. It's a free will donation that will support our group as well as the food pantry. And I didn't mention this before, but after each concert, the United Methodist Women, led by Fern Lindvall, in this effort anyway, they're going to offer snacks and refreshments. So you can stick around and you know, eat a cookie or two.
All right. So. Just a plus there.
Yep.
So we want to thank you very much, Ray McCullough, for all the work you do. Thank you to all the others who do that work. And thanks for visiting with us today.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Until next time, let's remember the reason for this is Merry Christmas.